And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Residents of the city of Superior who have lead water pipes coming into their homes have long faced a unique situation. Not only are the pipes a health hazard, but removing them could cost homeowners a significant amount due to a quirk in the state law. That was a provision that denied government assistance to customers of a for-profit water utility, which in Wisconsin included only one company, Superior Water, Light, and Power. For years, the utility has sought to change the law, a petition opposed in more recent times by a majority of the Superior City Council. But now, a compromise has been reached, and the water can soon be flowing, uncontaminated, and with less of a financial burden to homeowners through forgivable government loans. Three lawmakers responsible for the change are State Senator Romaine Quinn and Representative Chance Green, both Republicans who sponsored the bill, and Democratic Representative Angela Stroud, who worked on the compromise. And they join me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Senator Quinn and Representatives Stroud and Green.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
So what do you say if I simply congratulate all of you on achieving this and we just stop right here?
That sounds great.
Yeah, no, I think, like you say, this legislation was important for the Superior residents, and we got it done. We got it passed through the houses, and a compromise was made with the city and the utility. At the end of the day, hopefully we're saving constituents money and getting lead out of the water system.
So I've attended the last few Superior Days delegations at the Capitol, and I recall in previous years, a change in the state law was part of the delegation's request. But that seemed to have changed more recently, with the majority of the Superior City Council opposing a similar appeal earlier this year. Representative Stroud, can you explain their opposition?
Yeah, my understanding is that the city council was opposed to this law for a couple of reasons. And one of the main ones is that the city is interested in acquiring the water utility, which by state law they're allowed to do so long as voters approve of it and they pay the fair market price as determined by the Public Service Commission. And so the concern is, you know, if the city wants to acquire a water utility, we should be extremely cautious about using public money to potentially inflate the value of that utility right before acquisition. And so that was a concern that we had to grapple with as we thought about a compromise position that would allow us to get the lead out while also being attentive to what might happen down the line.
Senator Quinn, not to dwell on the past now that we have a solution, but anything wrong with that logic by the city?
Yeah, we've had conversations with other stakeholders that didn't believe it would inflate the value of the utility if there was an attempt to purchase the utility down the road. And again, the federal funding, the capitalization grants were going to expire if there was not a application in by the end of June. And so, you know, the city, you know, whether a decade ago or in the next decade, can certainly pursue that route. But Representative Green and I, you know, knew we had to jump on the issue because without the bill, there would have been no funding for residents and ratepayers in the city.
So Representative Stroud is among those credited with brokering a compromise, which is that the city will contract for work to replace the lead lines through a bidding process, and the utility will reimburse the city with any forgivable loan funds received through the state. So, Representative Green, how did that lead to you sponsoring the bill, especially since your district is adjacent to but outside of the city of Superior?
The big thing with this bill and why I was so interested in it was because this is what I did prior to the legislature. I worked for the city of Ashland as a utility manager for about 3 years, and I worked for the city of Amory for about 15 years prior to that. And this is what I did for a living. Removing lead laterals and removing lead lines from water systems was a huge part of my job. And I seen the benefit to this funding when it came to local municipalities. So one municipality in northern Wisconsin gets excluded. I didn't think that was fair. Senator Quinn said we're going to need to take this up. It was definitely on Superior's priority list in years past. And I thought, well, absolutely, that's a great idea. Let's make it happen.
Senator Quinn, you filed the bill in the Senate. Was it a hard sell there?
It's difficult to get anyone to really care about northern Wisconsin. So to have an issue that in particular only impacted one community made it even more difficult. Not so much that there was opposition, but that people just frankly didn't care because it didn't impact them, their community, or their district. But we cashed in a lot of chips, and that's what you do. You build relationships with other colleagues to get things over the finish line.
So what does it mean to Superior Water and Light customers?
Well, the deal is huge. I mean, if we had just passed the bill without the deal, the average homeowner would be paying $2,500 to cover their costs of replacing the lead lines that run to their house. And, you know, that was one of the biggest problems that I had. Superior Water, Light, and Power's rates are among the highest in the state. And so being able to broker a deal means now that around 800 people are saved an average of $2,500 each. And that's really what it took to get my willingness to support the bill. Unfortunately, that deal didn't get signed when the bill came to the floor, so I still had to vote no. We were in the midst of some pretty significant negotiations at that time, but I stayed in touch with the governor the entire time, and I was really grateful that he agreed with my position that so long as there was a deal, this was a bill worth signing, and in the end, he signed it.
I never thought the governor was going to veto it because I think he saw the value of it. I don't know why he'd want to leave Superior out in the cold, and he didn't. And so I'm happy, as Chan's mentioned, the money, real money, that ratepayers are going to be saving in the city of Superior.
Representative Green?
Yeah, so at the end of the day, regardless to whether the city and the utility made a deal, it would have saved in the entire city, ratepayers, all ratepayers in the city of Superior, about $1.8 million over the next 10 years. So that was our big thing. Open up the funding, get access to it. A deal could be brokered at any point. And like I said, luckily that happened between Superior Light and Water and the city of Superior. But at the end of the day, our goal was to open up that funding and make sure that the constituents could access it. And luckily we got that done.
Getting the deal passed was really critical. I mean, this is about keeping rates low for the people in the city and trying to have cost controls. And so as a result, the people of Superior are really winning here.
We've been speaking with State Senator Romaine Quinn and Representatives Angela Stroud and Chance Green. Thank you all for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Robin. Have a good day.
If you have an idea about something we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.